Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, September 26, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of nonprofit news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
9th Annual Adaptive Sports and Recreation Bowl-a-thon strikes big for children and adults with physical disabilities. The 9th Annual Memorial Rehab Adaptive Sports and Recreation Bowl-a-thon, co-sponsored by Memorial Foundation and Memorial Rehabilitation Institute, raised over $30,000 to expand adaptive sports programs for individuals with physical disabilities. The event brought together nearly 400 bowlers and community partners to support year-round activities like wheelchair tennis, cycling, and fishing. Funds cover equipment, transportation, and entry fees, ensuring inclusivity for adaptive athletes of all ages. The success of the Bowl-a-thon was made possible by generous sponsors like Hanger Clinic and Train Technologies. The Memorial Foundation plays a key role in organizing the event and raising philanthropic funds to support patients and families within the Memorial healthcare system. To learn more about the Memorial Foundation, visit mhs.net/giveback/memorial-foundation. Comfort Area Foundation distributes critical flood relief funding, encourages visitors to support Texas Hill Country recovery through tourism. Following the July 4th flooding in the Texas Hill Country, the Comfort Area Foundation, HEAF, distributed over $442,000 in critical flood relief funding to 93 local businesses, 78 property owners, and families. Now, CAF is encouraging visitors to support the region's recovery through tourism. By supporting local businesses and nonprofits, visitors can play a crucial role in helping the community rebuild. Every visit, purchase, and engagement with local establishments directly contributes to the resilience and sustainability of the Texas Hill Country. To learn more and support ongoing recovery efforts, visit comfortfloodrelief.com. Additionally, explore the Comfort Vision 2050 document for insights on the region's future priorities, including flood mitigation and economic diversification.
Make waves for water safety at the YMCA of South Florida's Beach Ball 2025. The YMCA of South Florida is hosting its annual Beach Ball Gala, themed Olympian Tides, on Saturday, October 4th, at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. The event supports water safety and drowning prevention initiatives, with title sponsor Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino and presenting sponsor Nicholas Children's. Funds raised help save lives through aquatics programs, including swim lessons for underserved youth. With Florida leading in child drownings, the Y aims to provide access to swim lessons for all. The Y also addresses underwater hypoxic blackout, a risk for all ages. Sponsorships and early bird tickets for Beach Ball 2025 are available, ranging from $3,000 to $25,000. For more information, visit ymcasouthflorida.org/beachball/.
Five remarkable women honored during the Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida Emerald Awards, Broward County. Rita Case, president and CEO of Rick Case Automotive Group, was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award for Philanthropy at the Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida Emerald Awards in Broward County. The event raised over $110,000 to support programs inspiring girls to become changemakers. Four other exceptional women were recognized for their professional achievements and community service. Elisa Burt, Senior Vice President and CFO of Broward Health, Rebecca Bratter, Deputy Managing Partner for Greenspoon Martyr, Cindy Mason, Market Leader for Florida Blue in Broward County, and Julie Price, President and CEO of ARC Broward. These women are leading with vision and heart, inspiring young women to create meaningful change. The event featured a silent auction, set honoree recognition, and a panel discussion with the awardees. Hosted by Katie Fang and chaired by Ellis Martinez, the event was sponsored by UKG, Public Supermarkets Charities, and Rick Case Automotive Group, among others. Interview with Ron Atman, Co-Chief Executive Officer of Acme Paper. Ron Atman, Co-Chief Executive Officer of Acme Paper, has been deeply involved in the Baltimore community for decades. Currently chair of the Associated Jewish Federation of Baltimore's annual campaign, he also serves in various leadership roles within the organization. The Associated raises tens of millions of dollars annually to support community needs, including providing a safety net for those in need, combating anti-Semitism, and fostering inclusivity. Atman's dedication to the healthcare community and his extensive business experience make him a valuable asset to Acme Paper and the Baltimore community. To learn more about Ron Atman and the Associated's work, visit their website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.